720 WGN, the 11 o'clock hour. My name is Mark Carmen, and for Patty tonight, Vivian Leneux is producing. It's kind of history right now on WGN. I don't know, Vivian, have you ever been married?
No. I've never been married.
Have you ever been to a wedding?
Of course. I'm Greek. We go to like 30 million weddings a year.
Do you know everybody at the weddings that you go to?
The majority of them, actually, yeah.
Right. Well, we got a gentleman in studio right now. New friend of mine, new to the crew, Ethan Blumenthal. Welcome.
Thanks, Carmen, for having me on. Always a pleasure.
It's most definitely my pleasure. So you, what do you do for a living again?
What do I do?
We need a little background before we get into how you crashed a wedding.
Sure, yeah. Well, for a living, I run an improv comedy business called Knuckleball Comedy.
Okay.
We teach, we perform improv, we do staff training, all sorts of things. So you could say I do improv for a living.
So, right.
That's what I would say, yeah.
So you've got a foundation.
I do.
That allowed you perhaps to even consider crashing a wedding.
Yeah, I would say that.
And this was a dream of yours, is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think anyone who's ever seen the movie Wedding Crashers,
right.
Clearly our producer
I love that
has
movie.
Here. Yes, I know. That's what we played, a little shout there,
yes.
Which I loved. Loved it. Got that reference for sure. Thank you so much. Just
you
walk in
it.
Here. It's like they already know me. So, love that movie. Saw it for the first time. I remember saw it with my family in theaters. Amazing movie. It's a classic one with my friends. And, you know, they make it look like so easy. Everything about it so easy. I mean, they're giving toast. They're cutting the cake. I figured maybe it can't do all that. But I figure, you know what? Give it a try and see what happens.
So now, okay, this happened fairly recently. What, like
yeah,
two Saturdays ago?
Two Saturdays ago.
So you're sitting around. It's a Saturday, and you did this with your roommate. Is that right?
I did. I did it with one of my roommates. Her name is Shira.
Shira.
Yeah. And we were sitting around a Saturday about 5 p.m. I said, hey, what do you, you know, I had another roommate there. Jack was there as well. And we're sitting around. I said, what do you guys want to do tonight? You know, we didn't have any plans. And then immediately it came to my head. I said, we should crash a wedding. And Jack was not down. Shira said, I'm down. And I said, are you serious? And she said, I'm serious. And I said, are we seriously doing this? And she said, are we seriously doing this? And so we just kind of like wouldn't let each other back down. And then finally we decided we're doing it.
Okay, Jack made a wise decision, but Jack's a little weak. I mean, the crew.
He might be listening right now, so sorry about that, Jack.
All right, well, hey, it's cool, Jack.
Yeah.
There's time in your life for you to come back strong. But so you and Shira, now, from that point forward, it's Saturday, it's 5:30. How do you figure out where you're going to crash this wedding, Ethan Blumenthal?
Yeah, so I figured we'd just go downtown, right to the area we actually are right now. You know, Wacker area, nice bunch of nice hotels here. And I figured it's June 1st. There's got to be a wedding on a Saturday night. So
of course.
I figured we'd just go down. Shira had a better idea, much better idea. She looked on a wedding website that she was familiar with, and she looked up some weddings, like June 1st, Wedding Chicago, and boom, she found a couple different weddings. But the one that we keyed in on was Aaron and Dan's. Congrats to Aaron and Dan. I'm going to say that a lot because it was a beautiful wedding and to a beautiful couple, and I hope they live a long, prosperous life
together.
I love
it.
Why did you like Aaron and Dan?
Well, you know, I think their wedding website, I think it really spoke to us. It was beautiful, beautiful pictures. They looked like they were in love. They looked like a fun couple. It looked like it was going to be a fun wedding.
Hang on a second. Aaron and Dan wedding June 1?
June 1, Chicago, yeah.
June 1, Chicago. Hold on. I'm just putting it in the old search thing to see if I can find it. Yeah, no, it's... Oh, there it is. Aaron Doyle and that one. Okay, got it. Okay, all right, there they are.
And I think, listen, you know, the odds that one of them, someone from that wedding, is listening right now. There's some percentage chance.
Yeah.
There.
Okay. Well, you know, hey, it's in the past now. This was 11 days ago. Guest accommodations. There's photos. You're feeling uncomfortable right now. We're on the radio. I get it.
No. I'm happy. Listen, Aaron and Dan, if you happen to be listening, you know, you feel free to tweet at me at and he can pass. You can tweet at me, and I'd love to take you guys out for dinner. We'll have a good time. And we'll laugh about it.
Yeah, the ceremony was at the old St. Patrick's Church. This is okay. So it looks like a beautiful wedding.
It was.
So then what happens?
So
you find Aaron and Dan.
So we get dressed up. You know, we head down downtown. I was at the Grand Wyndham Hotel, which is like right here on like Wabash and Wacker.
Nice
hotel. So we walk in and we have no idea what's going to happen. We walk in And we were in the hotel for 5 seconds, and someone from the hotel says, excuse me, are you guys here for the wedding party? And we said, hell yeah, we're here for the wedding party.
Just like that?
Just like that. It was 5 seconds. We had no idea. We saw other people. There was clearly other things going on at the hotel.
But you,
it was,
you dressed appropriately. You wedding ready.
Yeah, I looked good. I looked good, yeah. We both looked good. We looked wedding appropriate. And so we immediately go into this back. They had to take us through like the kitchen to an elevator, and we get in the elevator, and immediately we get on there. And first thing that happens is there's another couple on there clearly going to the wedding, and they complimented my attire. So I think that was a good start. And then the guy in the elevator presses the PH button for penthouse, and I was like, hell yeah, we're going to the penthouse, baby. That was my hope. I was hoping, like, man, I knew Aaron and Dan were gonna have a classy wedding
right
in the penthouse. So we head up there, and boom, I showed you the picture. We were overlooking the Chicago River, beautiful view at the penthouse, and we're at there for the cocktail hour, and we're walking around, we're drinking, there's open bar, two open bars, we made friends with the bartenders.
Would you call it an upper class open bar? They got the Maker's Mark, they got all the good stuff.
They had the Maker's Mark, Patron, whatever, the stuff that I can't afford to buy, that's the stuff that they had, and right. So I was taking advantage for sure. And so we get there.
By the way, text line question for you, 312-981-7200. Do you love Ethan or do you hate Ethan? Do you love him or do you hate him? Text line 312-981-7200. Clearly, I love him. Continuing on.
Yeah. So our plan here, our strategy here was that every time... So first of all, in the Uber ride there to the wedding, we decided that we had a little backstory. We were from Seattle. My name was Logan, okay, and she was Shira was Chelsea, okay.
And Logan so and Chelsea Logan were and going Chelsea. to Aaron and Dan's wedding. Yeah. Logan and Chelsea.
Logan and Chelsea. It felt like we just fit right in, you know. Our names don't exactly scream Irish Catholic, so we decided, you know, we'd go a little different direction, go Logan and Chelsea, and so we were going to be from Seattle, but we moved here a few years ago, So our strategy was, when we got there, every person we went up to, we would immediately ask them, what side of the family are you on? So we knew exactly who they were. And whatever they said, we said that we were cousins on the opposite side of the family. So if they said, oh, you know, I'm Aaron's friend, we'd say, oh, that's crazy, we're Dan's cousins. And then they would say, oh, great, we have no reason to have any idea who you are. And so we just kind of went with that. And then we're able to just kind of talk from there.
You never got mixed in a group where, like, oh, these are Dan's cousins and you're Dan's cousins, don't you guys know each other, that situation?
You know, we were pretty careful about it. And we ended up telling most people there's only one person, we'll call him 3-piece suit guy. I never found out his name, but he's wearing a dope ass 3-piece suit.
Okay.
Okay. Super dope 3-piece suit. And he was the only one who was on Dan's side. And so we told him that we were Aaron's cousins, but then we never saw him again. So
okay.
Everyone else was like, oh, those are Dan's cousins.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you only had one person the whole thing who right. That's pretty fortunate the way that worked out.
Running worked into
people. Okay. Yeah, good. Very good. Very good.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, once I saw the pictures of Aaron and Dan, we were able to kind of locate who was on whose side, you know, because I have a very good eye for those sorts of things. Well, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
That would be difficult.
Yeah.
By the way, you're getting a bunch of love this dudes on the text line right now. You're getting a lot of people loving Ethan.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
So continuing on, now you've had some drinks, appetizers.
Had some drinks. We've made a few friends. Yep. Some appetizers, some hors d'oeuvres. If Aaron and Dan are listening, a little weak on the hors d'oeuvres. There was only two options as far as I can tell.
Come on.
There was a macaroni ball, fried macaroni ball, and like some mushroom thing. They were both very good, but I just felt like I needed a few more hors d'oeuvres. Okay?
They just spent all of their money for the penthouse.
That's true. No, and the penthouse was beautiful. It took a lot of cool pictures. That was really fun.
Wait, all they had was the macaroni balls and what else?
And a mushroom like puree on like a cracker. It was good, and it was a little like goat cheese on the top.
Yeah,
it was
good. I mean, come on, you're going penthouse at the window. We need more than a macaroni ball and a mushroom.
That's what I was screaming. I was screaming about it.
It's a minimum 4 appetizers, if not 5. I mean, come on now.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly what I said. 4 to 5 appetizers. I didn't want to say anything to them right there, you know, because they wanted them to enjoy the wedding. But you know,
right.
So the cocktail hour, you know, we made a couple friends. We met one friend, Patrick, you know, cousin Patrick.
He was
Aaron's cousin. You know, we were Dan's cousins. Good guy, red hair, you know, nice guy. If he's listening out there, shouts out to you, Patrick. We appreciate you. And so after a while, we're walking around, we're drinking, hanging out, taking pictures, and then it's time to go downstairs for dinner, where all the tables were set up and everything. So this was obviously, we were a little bit nervous for this part because.
Where are are you going to sit?
Right.
Who doesn't come to a wedding?
Right.
I mean, I would have punted, just for the record, at that point. There's no way. I would have been so proud of myself that I got through the hors d'oeuvres and had some drinks. This is a win. I would have been pumping the fist leaving. You proceeded on to dinner.
That's the difference between me and you, Carm. I'm a world-class champion, and you punt. And right. By the way, I'm always big on going for it on fourth down, okay? So you want to punt, I'm going to go for it 10 times out of 10.
I mean, I got to own who I am. Yeah. You definitely went for the. I would have settled for third place here. You want to win the whole thing. Good for you.
Whole thing. So we get in the elevator, and so this was our first little trip up here. We'd been doing really great the whole time. So first we get in one elevator, and we're about to go down, and then all of a sudden the caterer comes in, and she says, "Wait, hold this elevator because we want the bride's parents to come on this elevator too." And we're like, "Whoa! We actually have to go to the bathroom. You guys can take this." So we just ran out of the elevator, you know, because we didn't want to be there with the bride's parents. We thought that could have been a weird situation.
Good choice. Yeah. You don't need the bride's parents on an elevator.
Exactly. So then we get on a different elevator, and we're there with an older couple, probably in their 60s. And this was our first trip up, so they immediately asked us who we were, and you know, we said we stuck with our story. We were Dan's cousins, and then they said, "Oh, the LaGrange cousins." And Chelsea, who was doing a great job the whole night, Chelsea said, "Yeah, we're the LaGrange cousins." And she is not from here, so she didn't really know that LaGrange was a suburb of Chicago. I did, and so then the guy said, "Oh, so did you guys go to LT?" And I immediately thought, you know, knew what he meant. Like LT must be the high school in LaGrange,
Lyons Township,
which I later looked up and I realized what he was talking about. But at the time, I was like, "I don't really know." So he said, "Do you guys go to Lyons Township?" And Chelsea said, "No." And then he said, "Well, if you didn't go to LT, then where'd you go?"
Uh-oh.
And then Chelsea looks at me like, "Dude, you better come up with this." And so I looked at him and I said, "Where did we go? And he says, "If you go to LT, where'd you go?" And I was like, "To high school?" And he's like, "Yeah, if you don't go to LT, where'd you go?" And then I paused for a moment, and I thought to myself, and you know, all my hopes and dreams were running through my head, because I thought maybe I was going to be, you know, handcuffed out of here.
Concealed carry is about to happen.
Exactly. And I looked over at Chelsea, and I said, "Chelsea, what are you talking about? We did go to LT. What are you, crazy?" And then the guy said, "Well, I went to LT." And I said, "Oh, yeah, I think we graduated in the same class. I think I sat behind you in math." And then everyone laughed, and then, you know, everyone got over it. And whatever tension was in there, yeah, that's exactly how he laughed. That's exactly how all 60-year-olds laugh. And so all the tension, whatever was there, was gone. So we get downstairs. Everyone's milling in, you know, filling in the tables and everything, sitting down. And we obviously didn't have a place card.
Okay, let's pause you not having a place card, sure. About to have dinner. One of the greatest teases in radio history. We are mid-wedding crash, about to eat. Let's take a quick time out and continue with Ethan Blumenthal, the Wedding Crasher, and to you, Aaron and Dan, on 720 WGN. All right. We're mid-wedding. Dinner's about to be served. We got a Wedding Crasher in the studio. Ethan Blumenthal's here. We went to Aaron and Dan's wedding. My name is Mark Carmen, sitting in for Patty tonight. Vivian Leneux producing. Hope you had a great day. 720 WGN. Okay, so you made it through the appetizers. You made it through a scary, harrowing elevator ride, which you were almost with the bride's family.
Yeah, there was whatever. Yeah.
Okay, so now you got to figure out dinner. So what's going on?
So we get down there, and obviously, you know, we didn't have our place cards because we forgot to RSVP
right
in time for the wedding.
Right.
So it was a last minute decision that we were going to make it in town from Seattle.
Of course.
So we get there, and right, we thought a little bit, maybe we'll just go to another, we'll go to another bar, we'll go to another hotel, maybe we'll find a different wedding, we'll go wedding hopping. But then I said, you know, I think this might just be meant to be. So we listened to the first speech. I think it was like grandpa's speech or something from outside the, where all, everyone was sitting down.
He had a little tears for grandpa.
Yeah. So, and I think it was a beautiful speech. As I recall, there was a couple well-timed jokes and a beautiful speech overall. So then, you know, Chelsea's kind of waiting back in this conference room, and I kind of go in and I peek my head in, and I see our cousin Patrick with the red hair we had met before, Aaron's cousin, and I see him sitting there, and he's got three empty seats next to him. And at this point, there's already been one speech has been made, and I'm like, it's 10, 15 minutes into the people sitting down. I'm like, you know what? If they're not sitting there yet, they're not coming, right? Those people aren't coming. So I went to Chelsea and I said, "Chelsea, we're doing it. Now's the time. It's meant to be. Patrick's there. He knows us. We'll go. We'll sit down there, and let's just do it." So we just walk in there. You know, there's 200 people sitting at the table, and we just boldly walk in there like 15 minutes late, and we sit down. next to Patrick. We're like, hey, Patrick, what's up, man? He was like, hey, Logan and Chelsea, what's going on, guys? And so we're sitting there, you know, and everything's cool. We listen to the best man speech. We learn a little bit about Aaron and Dan.
You have instant cred because Patrick knows you.
Exactly.
The other people think you're...
Exactly.
Right. That's
right.
Huge.
It's huge. And because we knew that Patrick was on Aaron's side of the family, we kind of figured, hopefully, that everyone there was going to be on Aaron's side of the family.
And you're on Dan's side.
And we're on Dan's side, you know? And so we get there, we sit down, and the best man gives a speech. We find out, you know, the best man, you know, makes a couple jokes. We laugh, ha ha, classic Aaron that she did that thing. Classic Dan, he did that other thing. Man, that's so classic Aaron and Dan. And everyone's laughing, and we're like, yeah, God, I love Aaron and Dan. So then we're sitting there. And you know, speeches are done, and then we have another little scary moment when the caterer comes over.
Uh-oh.
And she comes over and she says, you know, do you guys have your cards? What did you order?
Chicken.
And so Chelsea immediately says, we ordered a chicken and a veggie. And the caterer's face just drops in half, like something terrible happened, you know. And she says, there is no vegetarian meals here. No one here ordered a vegetarian meal. There are no vegetarian options.
Was she angry?
So she was like, she was scared. She was like, this is insane because no one did this. And so I'm like, in my head, how is this possible that at a wedding with 200 people, you have not one vegetarian there?
At the Wyndham? Come on.
I mean, it's crazy, right? It's 2019, you know? It's a 2019.
Two chickens.
Are you sure it wasn't a Greek wedding?
Listen, and so there's, it's a... So there's no vegetarian option. And so then, you know, Chelsea quickly goes back and says, actually, you know, I think it was two chickens. And then the caterer's like, are you sure? Because everything's exact. And we're like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's two chickens. So the caterer said, okay. And then eventually, right, we get the chicken a little bit later on. So first of all, so then the salad comes. And at this point, we're kind of, you know, talking with the people at our table. And so, you know, we're with Patrick. We know him pretty well. Other people at the table, they're like, who are you guys? And we're like, hey, we're Logan and Chelsea. And at this point, they were like, oh, so are you, cause they were all on Aaron's side of the family. And so they were like, why are you guys here if you're on Dan's side? And then we were like, oh, you know, I think we lost our place card. And so we just kind of sat here, you know, sorry, guys. You know, you're on Aaron's side, we're on Dan's side. And they're like, oh, it's okay. We're having fun at a wedding. Who cares, right? And I was like, yeah, right. Who cares? So that was cool.
Wow.
Yeah. So we, you know, they weren't.
Well,
no
who's,
one was.
Who's going to call you out there? Like, you right. guys don't belong here.
Right.
So, but there is that right. one person who would go, I don't. Do you know him? Do you know him? Right. And then you yeah. really got to get out of there. But that right. did not happen.
No,
apparently.
It did happen. So we were cool. And like I said, you know, we knew Patrick, and Patrick was like, oh yeah, this is Logan and Chelsea. You know, because like he knew us from the 10 minutes that we had spoken to him at the cocktail hour. So it was all. It's a long con, Carm. You know, you gotta be right. there for the long haul.
I got it.
So
House of Games, one yeah. of my favorite movies.
So I've never seen it. So you must have just dated yourself a little bit there.
I did badly, but somebody out there saw House of Games. All right, continue on the long con.
So because we wanted to make sure we knew a few people, so that's why we knew Cousin Patrick was going to come back to us, and he was going to be great that we made that friendship early on in our situation. So first of all, the salad comes out, and listen, again, I don't mean to be mean, Aaron and Dan. Again, you had a fantastic wedding. I wish you were talking about the best, but the salad was underdressed. Okay?
Oh, come on.
The salad was underdressed.
Come on, Ethan.
No, listen, I'm sorry. It was a good salad, but it was underdressed. I saw everyone at the table, and they like had half of the salad left on their plate, and it was just lettuce, and there was no dressing. So listen, if they could go back in time, I would just put a little bit more dressing and have like 3 to 4 more hors d'oeuvres, and then it's a perfect wedding. Okay, all right.
Hey, listen, this is fair game. This
fair
is
game. Listen,
honest criticism. You want right. to do it better next time. Right. It might not be a wedding, but you know, perhaps a bar mitzvah. Who knows? What's
Who
gonna
knows? Who knows? So then we're hanging out, right? And then, you know, the chicken comes. Okay, the chicken comes. And I was excited for it. It looked delicious. And it was. So the chicken comes. And as soon as the chicken comes, we see the bride and the groom start making their rounds, you know, going from table to table to check out, you know, to make friends with all the people that came to their wedding. So the bride starts coming over to our table, and Chelsea immediately says, freaks out. And she says, I'm getting out of here. I can't be here for this. And I was like, listen, okay. The bride's over there. I'm Dan's cousin. She doesn't know who I am anyways, right? And I knew that if I got up at that point, they were going to take away my chicken, okay? And I was really hungry. So I did what any normal human would do, and I put my head down, and I started cutting that chicken. I started eating it super fast, okay? And I was eating it, and it was delicious. I was soaking up with a little bread, with little juices on the side. It was really good. And I just was like, I need to get through this chicken because otherwise, you know, they're going to take it away. If I go to the bathroom, they're going to come back, and it's going to be gone, and I can't have that.
You were focused on nourishment at this point.
Exactly. And Aaron and Erin is at the other side of the table. I mean, she's talking to the people on the other side of that bar table, and I'm just head down by myself because Chelsea's gone at this point. So I'm a loner right there, just eating my chicken as fast as I possibly can. And I'm like, I'm still cool with this. You know, I'm confident. I got so much confidence. And then Dan starts rolling over. I see him rolling over. I think he must have been in the bathroom. He starts coming over to the table, and he's got to hop in his step. And I was like, well, I can't be here when the only two people at the whole place who should know everyone there, I can't be there for that. So that's when I ate it super fast, maybe took a little bite of Chelsea's chicken because I figured she wasn't coming back for it, and then went to the bathroom and chilled out for a second.
You actually got a piece of Chelsea's chicken too. That's amazing.
Well, you know, I was hungry, and I knew I was going to go to waste otherwise. You know, I was doing it for the poor kids out there, who, you know, they say, you know, you should eat that because they're starving kids in Africa or something, right? Well, those kids, I did it, you know, so that, you know, because you got to finish your food. That's what your parents said growing up.
We'll finish the story after the 11:30 news in 2 minutes. 720 WGN. I don't want to be a fool for you. Just another player in your game for two. WGN. We're getting to the end of the wedding now. Ethan Blumenthal has had Logan. And your roommate Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
You guys aren't dating?
No.
You and Logan and Chelsea, no?
Logan and Chelsea are dating, but Ethan and Cher are not.
But yeah. Logan, okay. But Logan and Chelsea were.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, we came in actually, the idea was that we were brother and sister, but people just kind of assumed we were dating, so we just kind of went with that.
Okay, good move. I think that's better.
Yeah.
Okay, so you bolted out as the bride and groom came over to the table.
Right.
We're talking to a real-life wedding crash that happened a couple weekends ago here. Ethan's in studio.
Mm-hmm.
You made it through the appetizers. You ate your chicken. You left for the bathroom. Now what happens?
So then we come back in, finish a little bit more food. They cut the cake. It's beautiful. And then the caterer comes over to our table again, and she says, hey guys, we're trying to get everyone to go back upstairs to the same room we had the cocktails in for dancing and for drinks. Do you guys want to be, you guys should be trendsetters, go up there and, you know, start the party up there. And we were like, hell yeah, we'll go up there, you know, we're done with this. And as soon as we get up there, then we know we're just in the free and clear.
You did it.
Right. I mean, it's dark, you know, the lights dim a little bit, the drinks start flowing, everyone's having a good time. And that's when we really had a good time and started making friends. So the people at our table, we had cousin Brittany, okay, and her husband Matt, all right? Brittany and Matt. They became our best friends at the wedding, I would say. So we get up there, and immediately they're taking a tequila shot, and we were like, guys, you guys can't take this tequila shot without us. And so we're like, oh, Logan and Chelsea, of course, yeah, take the tequila shot with us. So we do a shot with them, and then all of a sudden we're talking with them, and then the story just gets wild from there, because then they say that, you know, they think that me and Chelsea have been dating for years now, you know? At one point I look over, or they say, so, you know, Logan, how long have you guys been dating? And I look at Chelsea and I said, how long has it been, babe? What, like two, 3 years? And she says, see, he doesn't even know how long we've been dating for. And I'm like, okay, easy there, Chelsea. And so then we had this whole thing. Then Brittany brings her father-in-law, Ray, over here. And they're like, hey, guys, this is our cousins, Logan and Chelsea. And everyone's so excited to meet us. Ray is over there. We're high-fiving. We're hugging. And then Ray's over there. And he's calling people over. He's calling Aunt Nancy over there. And he's like, Nancy, come over here. You got to meet our cousins, Logan and Chelsea. And so then we get Aunt Betty over here. And Aunt Betty was a character for sure. And she was like, you know, I came over to your guys' table, but you guys weren't there and everyone's talking. Logan and Chelsea, you know, I didn't see you guys. And it's so great to meet you. I didn't realize that we were cousins. And I said, yeah, we've heard so much about you. It's been great. And so then we're talking with them for a while. And the best part about the whole night is that Aunt Betty invited us over for Christmas dinner.
Oh, my God, Aunt Betty.
Oh, no.
So we got invited over. She apparently everyone said it, that Aunt Betty makes a mean beef tenderloin.
Oh, really?
And it makes a mean beef tenderloin. So
you're just all about the food.
I am about the food. I get, you know, I get a couple of whiskey drinks in me, and I'm just, I get a little, get the drunchies, you know, and I'm going to get a little.
Did you get
little
numbers weird from Aunt Betty?
So I didn't get Aunt Betty's number. I did get cousin Brittany's number.
Okay.
And now cousin Brittany's happily married to Matt, so I'm not trying to. She gave me your number because I had sent, I texted, she, I had taken some pictures on my phone, and she's like, send me those pictures, you know, Logan, I really want them. And so I did text her, so she actually has my number, which is another way that the only way that I really could get called here, besides if anyone's sure listening to
on
this,
the, on the radio,
on the
right
radio and in our podcast.
Right. So hold on a second. My favorite thing of the whole. It's the end of the wedding. Mm-hmm. How many people are left?
At
10?
The very end of the wedding.
Very end of the wedding. How many people are left? Well, everyone's going home except for you guys.
Yeah, everyone's going home, and so at this point, my jacket's come off. Right, I'm down. I'm four buttons down the shirt. Right on the picture. picture as you sweating. Can't really even tell. Sweating profusely because I'm just tearing up the dance floor. You know, we get into the end where everyone circles up because we're getting to the real party animals, and that was me, and I jumped into the middle just doing my thing. If I could have break, I felt like I was breakdancing. I can't breakdance, but I felt like I was, and everyone's like, woo, that guy's awesome. Yeah.
Were you, was it like, is this performance mode or were you actually having that much fun?
Oh, I was having a great time.
You're having a great time.
Having a great time. We felt so much love from all of our newfound family. We got invited over for Christmas dinner. We were so looking forward to going to Christmas dinner and saying, hey guys, listen, by the way, we crashed the wedding and
we love your family.
We love your family and we're Jewish. And this is the first time we've ever had Christmas dinner, the both of us. And we really appreciate it though, and we love it. And Aunt Betty, the beef tenderloin, it is as good as everyone says it is.
Well, maybe it'll all come full circle now. Somebody might reach out to you.
Well, I'm hoping that we put this out on the WGN 720 airwaves, and maybe someone's listening out there and they want to text us in.
Yeah.
You can tweet at
Aaron
us,
and Dan. You know. I don't know if you really want this, but it might happen.
Hey, you know, if we get invited to Christmas dinner, we will be there. I speak for Chelsea on that one. If we get invited, we will be there.
So, in wrapping up here, because I know you have a very busy life over here and you need to get to bed all day.
Yeah.
Would you recommend this to people to try to duplicate what you did?
So, I just want to say two more quick details about
that. Yeah.
So, first of all, Brittany told Chelsea, she said, Chelsea, you can come over to Christmas dinner either with a ring on your finger or a new boyfriend.
Ooh.
So that was shots fired at Logan for sure.
Wow.
And then when Chelsea went to the bathroom, I told, because they were so excited, but I told Brittany that I had the ring and I was going to propose to her next weekend.
Oh, wow.
And that they really excited her. So they really excited her. So at the end of the wedding, my goal was really to take a picture with the bride and groom, and which I did. I showed you that picture. Right.
Yeah.
So I took a picture. I'm just cheesing at the end. It was me, Chelsea, Brittany, her husband Matt, and then Aaron and Dan, and we're just all cheesing, having a great time. And this was Lights Are Up after the last song, because we tore it down. We closed it down. We were there early and we left late. We closed the whole thing down, and it was a fantastic time. And Aaron and Dan had zero thoughts at that point. They were just
they loved
those two guys were having fun. I don't know exactly who they were, but they're having a good time.
It's an incredible accomplishment. 312-981-7200. Do you love Ethan? Do you want to be Ethan? Or you just think that, like, Ethan, I can't believe this guy just crashed a wedding. That's a terrible thing to do. It could have happened to my daughter.
And I will say, to answer your question, Carm, I feel absolutely no guilt.
Right.
Good. Because I know that we only made the wedding more fun, and nothing bad happened there. Aaron and Dan, they will find out, because we were in the professional photographer photos for sure. At the end, the videographer, as we were just ripping up the dance floor, tearing it to shreds, the videographer was basically doing a documentary about me and Chelsea dancing. So this all going to be all over their video when they watch it. And we even took pictures in their photo booth. We took out the photo and you put it in their scrapbook, and we wrote there, you know, it was so great celebrating your love your cousins Logan and Chelsea.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
Honestly, congratulations.
Seriously,
I've never met anybody who's ever done this. This was worthy of this radio time. You deserve everything, all the accolades that you're getting from has Time Out Chicago called you? Are they still in business? Whatever. The Tribune should be calling.
I'm available.
It's a tremendous job by you.
Appreciate it.
Good to see you, Ethan.
Always a pleasure.
Congratulations. You're awesome.
And congrats to Aaron and Dan.
And Aaron and Dan, of course. Yeah. Quick time out. Coming on back here. I've got a story that it's on my heart. Well, we'll talk about that coming back. Congratulations to Ethan and Aaron and Dan. Aaron and Dan, right. 720 WGN.